Good morning, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central on CheeseheadTV.com. I'm your host, Brian Caravu. We are talking some Packers football this morning. It's now the off season. It's pretty much the off season ever since the regular season or the team is eliminated. But with mini camp wrapping up last week, there's no on-field action to talk about until training camp. But that doesn't mean the Packers news has ended. I mean, talk about some golf for just a minute. I got some other topics to get to, but kind of in the realm of Packers news over the past day or so, over the weekend. Aaron Rodgers was in attendance at the U.S. Open this past weekend. After minicamp was over, he took off for his native California. And, you know, he grew up right in the Bay Area, and that's where the U.S. Open took place this past weekend at the Olympic Club in San Francisco. And Webb Simpson, your winner of the U.S. Open. Exciting stuff. I was just thoroughly entertained last night watching him win. Watching him battle with Jim Furyk and Graham McDowell down the stretch. Really coming down to the end. But yeah, Webb Simpson, your winner of the U.S. Open. And Aaron Rodgers was in there to take it in as a spectator yesterday. Well, no, I'm not sure he was there for the final round. When did I see the highlights? I think Aaron Rodgers was there on, was it Friday or Saturday? I think it was Saturday. Saturday he was in, I'm not even sure. He was there, though. I saw the highlights on television. But and also speaking in terms of golf here, today taking place this afternoon and this evening, the Rivalry Cup. It is a golf match pitting current and former members of the Chicago Bears versus the Green Bay Packers. Taking place today at Medina Country Club near Chicago. And this is actually the site of the Ryder Cup this fall. That, you know, the professional golfing event that professional golfers take part in that matches the U.S. Members of the United States against that of Europe. Big deal in the golfing world. So today, members of the Packers and the Bears are taking place in a Ryder Cup-style golf tournament that includes both single matches and four-ball matches against each other to see which team has the better golfers. And there's some ringers in there. You know, for the Packers, the current players taking part are Mason Crosby, Tim Maste. Mason Crosby is a really good golfer, arguably the best on the team. Probably Aaron Rodgers is up there as well. Aaron Rodgers isn't taking part in today's event, though. John Kuhn, fullback John Kuhn, and tight end Ryan Taylor taking part as well. But then the Packers also have Bill Schrader taking part, former Packers receiver. Bill Schrader does like he's done like professional like long drive events where you know those guys who just try to see who can drive the ball the longest, which you know that in itself isn't exactly golf. You know, there's no putting involved, that just long drive competitions. But still, as far as somebody you might want representing your team, that's not too bad of a choice. And so the Packers taking on the Bears. And the guys representing the Bears, Mike Ditka's taking part, Richard Dent, Kevin Butler, Butthead, all taking part. This is happening today, so be interesting to find out who wins. But more important topics, perhaps, to talk about here this morning on Railbird Central. A couple things wanted to get to today. And those are the Aaron Rodgers contract extension or the rumors of an Aaron Rodgers contract extension, and the Anthony Hargrove appeal. What should we start talking about today? Let's start with the appeal by Anthony Hargrove, and we'll get to the Aaron Rodgers contract status in a little bit. But taking place today also, outside of a golf course, in the courtroom, it's not even a courtroom, the appeal is being heard by defensive lineman Anthony Hargrove, who was signed by the Packers this offseason as a free agent. He was suspended by the NFL, by Roger Goodell, for 8 games for allegedly taking part in the New Orleans Saints bounty program back in 2009, 2010, when Hargrove was a member of the Saints. And, you know, it's been in the media a ton. Been a lot of controversy about it. Just yesterday, the fires were stoked a little bit when Hargrove's agent took to the media. I'm not sure if it was in an email or snail mail or whatever, but he sent a message to a couple members of the media, the Associated Press being one, and I know the text was also provided at ESPN.com. But this message that Hargrove's agent, Phil Williams, sent basically questioned the evidence the NFL has provided that these players have ever taken part in a bounty program. And, of course, I mean, this, you know, several New Orleans Saints fans especially are up in arms about how harshly they've been penalized, especially. But the simple fact that, you know, it's being questioned whether these people took part in it at all is noteworthy. What's interesting is how it's coming from the player's end, and whereas the coaches have pretty much accepted their suspensions without a whole lot of, a whole lot of gruff. You know, Greg Williams, the guy who's been suspended indefinitely, has, you know, kind of been, I think from what I saw, I've been willing to work with the league, wants to get reinstated, kind of accepted the terms of his suspension. And seeing as he was penalized the harshest, it kind of makes you wonder if there's something to it. But the players have been, or at least their representatives, have been rather adamant that they are innocent, or at least maybe that they haven't claimed their innocence so much as the NFL hasn't provided strong evidence that they've taken part in a bounty program. So that's where we're at here, and that the appeal's being heard today, not just Hargrove's appeal, but by all four of the suspended players, which is Jonathan Vilma, Scott Fujita, and Will Smith as well, all members of the Saints years ago. Vilma and Smith still members, while Fujita is now a member of the Cleveland Browns. But taking place today in front of Commissioner Roger Goodell, you have a hard time imagining, seeing as Goodell is the one who officially handed down the suspensions, have a hard time seeing him reversing course today and going to change anything, make anything different. Now, I don't know. Maybe if the players can make a convincing case, maybe their suspensions could be reduced, perhaps. We'll find out, perhaps as soon as today, depending upon how quickly the outcome of the appeal is made public by the NFL. We can only wait and see, wait and find out. I have no clue what's going to happen here. You know, the Packers, it's going to impact the Packers, you know, in terms of how long Anthony Hargrove currently suspended for. The first 8 games of the regular season, we've gone through this before. He can take part in the off-season program, has been taking part in the off-season program, you know, OTAs, minicamp, all that stuff so far. their conditioning program, strength and conditioning. He can take part in training camp, can play in preseason games, so nothing there. But all of a sudden, once the regular season starts, that's it. He can't even practice with the Packers then. He's got to be away from the facilities for the length of his suspension, but then is eligible to come back after that. So, again, pending appeal here. Things could change as soon as today. Possibly. I don't see that happening, but stranger things have happened. And I admit that I'm not an expert on the topic, and I've been wrong before, especially when it comes to courtroom football. The things happening outside the lines sometimes throw me for a loop, and I'm sure many other people as well are in that same boat. So that's where the Packers are at in regards to Anthony Hargrove. We wait and see. I'm sure I'll be monitoring the situation over Twitter today, depending upon what is leaked, what comes out. And we wait and see. We wait and see. But perhaps of more importance, I don't know about importance, but in terms of other noteworthy items coming about over the weekend, the news was started, the firestorm was started. Hasn't really been a firestorm, but it's been a topic of conversation over the weekend. I think it was Saturday morning. Former Packers great Leroy Butler, former safety, won a Super Bowl with the Packers in 1996, a member of the Packers Hall of Fame, the guy who invented the Lambeau Leap, tweets, takes to social media to post that Aaron Rodgers and the Packers are on the verge of a contract extension. And I got to look up what he said here. 5-year, $96 million extension. So, you know, that's what would that pay him? Over $20 million a year? You know, as of right now, Aaron Rodgers has been thought of as being an underpaid player in the NFL. Among quarterbacks, but, you know, among all players as well. So it kind of makes sense that this news came about, I guess, in that just because he's underpaid, maybe both sides are trying to rectify that situation and get him being paid more in line to what he deserves, you know, based upon Rodgers' performance, based upon being one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL, which really makes him one of the top overall players in the NFL. So it makes sense that this is being talked about, no doubt. But then you look further into the situation. Aaron Rodgers still has, I believe, 3 more years on his contract. Even though he is underpaid, he's still being paid, what is it, you know, nearly $10 million a year. I mean, I'm not sure what the average of his current contract comes out to. But, you know, being paid in the realm of $10 million a year, that's not chump change, at least. You know, he's being paid a very large sum of money regardless, but, you know, relatively underpaid. Other Packers contracts are going to expire sooner than Aaron Rodgers. The most prominent of which would be Greg Jennings, wide receiver Greg Jennings, multiple Pro Bowler, whose contract would be expiring after this current season. He's kind of viewed as the guy who needs to be put under contract or needs to come to a contract extension first. You know, that he would be the priority. At least that's what people think. I mean, that's not necessarily, you know, coming from anyone in particular. It's just basically the best player whose contract is up after this season, followed by probably TJ Lang, offensive lineman TJ Lang. And, you know, he certainly won't come near the amount of money even certainly not Aaron Rodgers' money and not even Greg Jennings' money, but still a starter whose contract is expiring after the season. Those guys' contract coming up soon. On top of that, I think in 2 years you got guys like both Clay Matthews and B.J. Raji. And if I'm correct, Aaron Rodgers has the exact same agent, I think, as both Clay Matthews and B.J. Raji, just coincidentally, which kind of makes this talk all a little bit confusing as well as to why are these guys not getting the contract extensions first? Why is this not happening before Aaron Rodgers? But again, I mean, I can see anybody making the argument that Aaron Rodgers is more important to the team. I can all see that. That all makes sense as well. It's just all really confusing. So in a report today, I think it came out last night, so on Sunday, from ESPNMilwaukee.com and reporter Jason Wilde citing an anonymous source saying, I might be able to get you the direct quote here, quote, 100% false, there have been zero negotiations, nothing, end quote. It's just really been a whole little bit of a weird topic of conversation in that news has been, quote unquote, reported by Leroy Butler, who's not a member of the media. Well, he has done a little bit of work with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from an analysis standpoint, not as a reporter, but, it's weird coming from that source. But I mean, it's also Leroy Butler isn't seen as this person, he isn't seen as this person who's totally unreliable. I mean, first of all, he's a former player. He's not only a former player, he's a very prominent former player who presumably would have contacts still within the organization, if not current players. So there's that. I mean, on top of that, Jason Wilde cites an anonymous source, saying that that this is completely untrue. Of course, Jason Wilde does have contacts, as I can see a couple of our commenters on our live blog hinting at that. Jason Wilde does, of course, have contacts with Aaron Rodgers based upon his employer's marketing agreement with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers hosting his weekly show on the ESPN Milwaukee affiliates in Madison and Milwaukee, ESPN radio affiliates, pardon me. It is perhaps a little bit weird, though. I mean, would it really be all that tough for either Aaron Rodgers or his agent to say under their own name that no negotiations have been taking place? Would it really be that tough if those are the sources? I always hate when there's anonymous sources, and I realize they're a nature of the beast, and I've used them as well. But I mean, when you use anonymous sources, though, for me, that this issue is now done until further news comes out. Once the citing of an anonymous source comes out, issue's over. I don't believe Leroy Butler. I don't believe an anonymous source. It's not that I don't believe them, but I just take them on the surface for what they are and just like put these thoughts on hold until further news comes out. That's what gets me about it. So, would it really be that hard for Aaron Rodgers to say under his own name no negotiations have taken place? Not to say that he doesn't want any. I don't know. I'm not in his shoes, and who am I to say? But yeah, as far as me, as far as I go, it's speculating how long the deal is, how much it's worth. I'm not even sure if it's really worth it until we get further information that At least negotiations have been taking place. They've been talked about. The Packers have contacted his agent. They're at least in the initial stages. Something along those lines comes about. Then we can start talking details. Then we can start talking about, you know, what's going to happen here. And, you know, there's a lot of factors that go into this issue, extraneous factors in terms of, you know, Drew Brees is currently a free agent, and there's been a lot of debate this offseason about how much money he's going to get, and, you know, is he going to sign with the New Orleans Saints? It's a given almost that he's going to sign with the Saints, but there has been little progress on that front, and the Saints not willing to pay what Drew Brees wants, etc., etc., and the whole New Orleans Saints bounty program and in the background behind that, and how much they're portrayed in negative publicity lately, and they should do anything they can to, you know, sign Brees. At least that's another line of thinking. There's all these things going on behind the scenes, and how a contract for Drew Brees may impact what Aaron Rodgers gets, because they're both considered among the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Again, I mean, all these things happening, impacting the situation, impacting what's going on. So, you know, like I said, until further notice, I don't know how much we can continue to speculate here. I mean, we can always speculate, but I mean, in terms of progress being made toward a contract, it's only speculation at this point. There's apparently nothing happening or no proof of anything happening. So it's weird. I mean, of course, this is, you know, big news just because Aaron Rodgers is, you know, arguably the best player on the Packers roster. I don't think anybody's going to argue against that. You know, one of the best players in the NFL, the reigning MVP, a Super Bowl MVP. So a lot of attention, of course, on what could and might happen with Mr. Rodgers. So we play the wait and see game and wait for new information to come out here from either camp. So those are kind of the two biggest stories over the past weekend regarding for the Packers. And, you know, as far as Anthony Hargrove goes, you know, kind of coming back to that, that'll be the topic of conversation for most of the week, I suppose. You know, like I said, minicamp's over. Players, for the most part, are out of town. I don't, you know, some probably live and stay in Green Bay, but I mean, you know, there's no team activities happening between now and the start of training camp in late July. So, you know, more than a month is going to pass here with nothing team-oriented taking place here, you know, until late July, until we're getting to shareholder meeting time at least, or very, very little. So, you know, it's a lot of off-the-field stuff that we'll be talking about, you know, over the course of the next month. And that's fine, too. I mean, everybody's interested in what's happening with the Green Bay Packers. I mean, I want to know what's happening with Anthony Hargrove, what his suspension's going to be. I'd like to know the status of these contracts with the Packers. And, you know, maybe that now that the Packers aren't practicing, maybe this is a time, at least, where they can focus on contract negotiations. All the rookies are, you know, under contract. You know, as in years past, rookies still weren't under contract. You know, under the previous collective bargaining agreement, those were things that, you know, rookies would be signing from now until right up until the start of training camp. Well, all those are taken care of now. The new CBA contracts are basically figured out during the draft, where they're slotted in the draft. Really, you know, depends or doesn't depend, but where they're drafted, you know, it's predetermined how much money they're making. So maybe now that practice is over, players could concentrate a little bit, talk with their agents about where they want to be paid. So maybe contract extensions could be coming, you know, not like a slew of them are going to happen, but who knows? Maybe between now and the start of training camp, we could see one or two happen. You know, with a guy like Greg Jennings, TJ Lang, or maybe even Aaron Rodgers, or Clay Matthews and BJ Raji, for that matter as well. Guys whose contracts are coming up in 2 years. So, again, this is the time of the year, perhaps when these things are going to happen. And that's what we're focused on now, with nothing more, nothing new to talk about on the practice field. As of, I think, what was it, Thursday, the practice field stuff wrapped up. So it was, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, now 3 days since practice wrapped up, and nothing new has happened and is going to happen from that standpoint in terms of, you know, talking about risers or fallers, who's impressing, who's not, who's injured. At least it's a time now for guys to get healthy as well. You know, there was several players who didn't take part in any of the off-season stuff, you know, at least the practice stuff. I'm sure that everybody was taking part in strength and conditioning exercises. But, you know, for guys who spent last season on injured reserve, you know, guys like running back Alex Green, tackle Derek Sherrod, fullback John Kuhn, safety Charlie Pepperell, linebacker Frank Zombo, you know, more of them, the rookie Mike Daniels out of Iowa. These guys all at least missed some practice time this offseason. Now's the time for them. They got a little more than a month to get healthy for the start of training camp. I'm sure everybody, whether you're a fan or coach or you name it, everybody wants to see them healthy by the time training camp comes, so they're able to put the best product out on the field as possible with as few limitations as possible. That's where we're at, folks. Stay tuned today to the Anthony Hargrove saga. We'll be following it on social media via Twitter and reports that would come out afterwards. But we'll see whether our next episode of Railbird Central on Wednesday morning, whether we'll have more to talk about in regards to Anthony Hargrove or not. So stay tuned. That'll be the next episode of Railbird Central on Wednesday. On behalf of Jamie Jors, I'm Brian Caravu. We'll see you then. Stay tuned for coverage all week long and always at CheeseheadTV.com as well. See you later, everyone. Have a good week. Go Pack Go. I leave you today with a song called Nemo by Humphreys McGee on Psy Fidelity Records. See you, everyone.